What has Kevin shown you these last 2 weeks, you know, in light of the fact that he was a starter and then lost a job and then now is kind of playing at a pretty high level?
He's done a good job in doing exactly what we expected him to do, and that's when his opportunity came to play. He's played well. He's managed the offense well, made some good decisions and some good plays for us, and we're, needless to say, very pleased with that.
He's obviously a very competitive guy, and he didn't get the chance to play against the Eagles last year. Are you curious to see kind of how he harnesses it and how that competitiveness affects him on Sunday?
He is a competitive player. You're exactly right about that. I'm sure he's excited about playing the Eagles. I think he feels like he played very well last week, and he's looking forward to the challenge this week. So, you know, it will hopefully be a good game for him.
How much does his knowledge of the Eagles help you guys, just in terms of what he can tell you about their defense or how they, you know, may plan to stop him?
Well, I think their defense has changed since they changed coordinators. So I'm sure a lot of that has changed as far as terminology and how they're doing things since he's been with us. So, I think a lot of the times that's overrated, because you got to play the team that's there this week, and they're playing good football. So I don't know that it really has an impact.
What about the offensive terminology? Last year, he said that he was able to help you guys with a few things from the sidelines.
Well, that's one of the things that sometimes happens when you're with another team and those things come up. I don't know, like I said, what type of impact it'll have on a game this week.
What does it say about him? You know, here's a guy who goes from losing his job and then, you know, coming right in and leading you guys to 2 wins. I mean, what does that kind of say about his character?
Well, I think that that's what you want to see out of a true pro in the NFL. You know, when your time comes, you're expected to come in and perform. I think that's the way it is across the board. Kevin did a nice job with that. We expected him to do that.
In your time with Dominique, what stood out to you about him?
Good young man. He worked hard for us and did a lot of good things. I enjoyed my time with DRC.
In preparing for him this year as opposed to last season, do you see differences in terms of the way he's playing?
Well, I can base off what I've seen the first 2 games this year from the tape, and he's playing well. He's a good football player. He's gone to the Pro Bowl before. He's gotten that type of recognition, and he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. So we're well aware of the challenge we face going against him.
Talking just about your defense, it seems like you've been able to pressure the quarterback quite a bit, especially in New England and holding them to 18 points. What are some things you're doing well on that side of the ball?
We're not making a lot of mistakes in the schemes that we're playing. Our guys are playing hard, and we've gotten a number of different players that have contributed. So it's been a good team effort. I think that's the one thing that stands out to me. We were able to generate some pressure without blitzing against New England, which is what we had to do that week, and we were able to do it the week before against Seattle with pressure, which was part of the game plan. So we've shown some versatility, but I think the biggest thing is we've been consistent, and, you know, that's what you strive for.
Coach, in your playing career and in your coaching career, you've been around some very good wide receivers. Is Larry Fitzgerald the best you've ever been around?
If he's not the best, he's definitely one of them. That's for sure. He's a very good football player. He's made a tremendous amount of plays for us and been the consummate pro, not only in what he does on the field, but off the field and in the community. And I think it says a lot about his legacy in Arizona.
Do you think Kevin just had to overcome some, whether it's the expectations or just the adjustments that took him a while and finally it's kicked in for him?
Well, I think it's very difficult coming in off of a lockout season and being thrown into a season in a new offense with new terminology. And, you know, that makes it difficult. And then he got a chance in this offseason to work on a lot of things with our offense, and it's been reflected in his play the last couple of weeks.